Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You know, I wasn't, Ethan Hannaford, my producer, picked out some music because we have some tickets to give away for a particular concert. And usually, I told him, I said, I don't like to do a ticket giveaway unless we have music for it, which kind of makes sense. We're an audio medium, right? So I have tickets to give away right now for Foreigner and Leonard Skinner, which is at the amphitheater in August 6th. So it's a little ways till this show. But I didn't even know that this is such a great... Like, he didn't pick out Freebird, he picked out Tuesday's Gone, and if I had to pick one of my favorite Leonard Skinner songs, it would probably be Tuesday's Gone. So, good pick, Ethan. I love that. If you're calling number 7 on the contest line right now, we have a pair of tickets for you to go see Leonard Skinner and Foreigner next year. I had to hit the guitar post on that real quick. Caller number, what did I say? Sue, are you listening? What damn caller did I say? I don't even know what I said there. I don't want to lie to the audience, but hopefully... Daniel in the other room will pick out the right number. The phone number, 314-241-9797. I got to play a little Foreigner with that as well. I don't think either of these bands have any original members left.
You're as cold.
Maybe a couple or something like that. But it's still going to be a good show at the amphitheater in the summer. And we have tickets to give away all week. We also have Guns N' Roses tickets to give away. And let me talk about that just a little bit because we are going to be live 1 week from today at Helen Fitzgerald's. The only person who won't be there, I lied a little earlier, Fred won't be there because he's taking the week off, which he's deserved. But Sue and Ethan and I will be out there. We're going to do the weigh-in for Guns N' Roses. Of course, the event is on Wednesday night, and I'll have more tickets to give away to that tomorrow and all through the rest of the week. But we're going to do the weigh-in. This is going to be very unique. We'll do the show starting at 3. The event for the weigh-in technically starts at 4 o'clock at Helen Fitzgerald. It's a great sports bar at Lindbergh in 44. If you've never been there, we'd love to see you on next Monday. And then I'll be off the rest of that week. So just working on Monday, and then we get into the Thanksgiving holiday real quick. So this is a really big day, and I'm so proud of my friend Scott Jennings. He's just gone to unbelievable places in popularity. And we like to say we kind of had him here first because my friend Joe Arnold, who I've known since, oh man, I think 1999 or 2000. He's down at Louisville. He used to do radio at WHAS and WHTV, WHAS-TV. He, at one point, I don't know, it was maybe 9 years ago, he said, hey, you got to meet my friend Scott Jennings. He's on CNN. I think you guys would get along great. So we started having Scott on, and then... I looked this up because I saw a picture come through. In 2018, I went down to Louisville for the Derby, and I met him in person, and then we've been friends ever since. And obviously, everybody knows what happened to his Twitter following and his CNN panel soundbites. Most people in the country, I don't think, watch CNN, but they see Jennings' soundbites. He even said earlier this afternoon on the show, because I asked him, I said, will Fox book you? And, you know, technically, they probably won't because it's a competitor. But he joked. He said, look, half the time when I tune into Fox, they're playing my soundbites, which is kind kind of true. But I bring all this up because Joe Arnold, who is that mutual friend, Joe interviewed Scott for his radio show, for Scott's radio show, and that airs tonight at 8 o'clock here on 97.1 FM Talk. I can't wait to hear it. I really want to hear it. They're two good friends just kind of talking about this new book that is out tomorrow. It's called A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. I really, when I interviewed Scott, focused in on the subtitle a little bit, the second part of that title, which is how he fought for Western civilization. Look, I've made this case. A lot is on the line. Our way of life is on the line. And I wish that younger people in particular in this country had an appreciation for that, because I really feel that they don't. And socialism is going to take over quicker than any of us are comfortable with if things keep going in the direction that they're heading. So there are important issues at play in this book. And obviously it had the rubber stamp and the approval of the president as well. So Joe Arnold at the bottom of the hour. I have Dave Simons on hold, but I want to before I lead into him, I want to read this from the Wall Street Journal if I can find it, because I got a mess in front of me right now. I thought this was interesting and not necessarily something I completely understood, which is why we're going to have Dave on. So Spencer Yacob at the Wall Street Journal wrote this, and it says, how bad do you think it's going to be? When Michael Corleone asks Clemenza in The Godfather about the mob war he's about to start, he gets the sort of reassurance that comes with experience. These things got to happen every 5 years or so. 10 years helps to get rid of the bad blood. Been 10 years since the last one. So this guy in the Journal wrote, there's no saying when the next major bear market will send Americans to the mattresses, maybe through the collapse of AI mania, or possibly just a garden variety of recession. There have only been minor scrapes the past 16 years, and that's actually a problem. And he says, a downturn like 2007, 2009, when U.S. stocks fell by more than half, can be both awful and therapeutic. It took 66 months for the S&P 500 to regain its previous high. Investors with a long-term perspective pounced on what, in hindsight, were solid, boring bargains near the bottom. So let's talk about that just a little bit here with Dave Simons, who is a guy that we've tapped into for financial advice for a long time. I've known Dave for 30-plus years. He's a managing director of One Private Wealth. He's with us to talk about this tonight. Dave Simons, how are you?
Well, I'm great, Mark. You know, it's funny because I did read that online article from the Wall Street Journal this morning, and the headline was talking about how a bear market could be great for us, and I thought, oh yeah, kind of, I don't know, like having your right arm chopped off. The first thing that came to mind was the doctor going, you know, you haven't had a heart attack in a while, maybe you need another one.
Okay, well, I'm kind of glad that you said that, just because that headline, I mean, maybe that was a good headline to get us all the click, but it did confuse me a little bit as well.
Well, so here's the deal. Let's pull back from that a little bit. I have been practically begging, on my knees, pleading to the invisible hand of the market, Mr. Market, to take a little froth off this market. It's just been onward and upward. It's become, I don't know, a little too aggressive. And I think a lot of people getting involved forget that there's actually risk and that you can see paper losses happen very quickly. We haven't had that in a while, at least a sustained bear market. So I've been pleading for a good old-fashioned correction, not a major bear market, not the internet bubble imploding from 25 years ago or anything like that. But let's get 5 to 10% off. And I don't care if it's 10 to 15%, just to keep the market honest. You have to occasionally have the destructive forces of the market and of you know, liberal economics to keep it healthy longer term. And I think, Mark, that's really what the author was making his point. I think the headline was written by the headline guys, to your point. I think it was clickbait.
Yeah, but still, I want you to put this in a little broader perspective and explain to folks why that still might be a good thing. Because, look, you know, you and I talk, and let's face it, usually I call you when things are going to hell on the market, right? And then we kind of talk through it. In this particular case, haven't had a chance to call you much, Dave. Don't take it personally.
Right.
But I, you know, I've said before, I'm not looking at that 401k in downtimes, but I've made the mistake of looking at it recently, and it is rocking and rolling. And one of the things they say in this piece, this is interesting as well, hardly anyone younger than 40 even had a 401k during the 2007-2009 wipeout. Most of the Wall Street pros hadn't graduated from college yet, so that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
That was a very good point the article made. I start with 2009, which was really the bottom. The 2000s were awful, you know, and I managed money through that decade. People, I don't think, realize that the decade of the 2000s, when you look at just the S&P 500 performance, was worse than the 1930s on a cumulative basis. It was horrible because we had back-to-back bear markets. From 2009, yes, we've had our pullbacks. Yes, we've seen the market correct 20%. We had COVID. We've had things like that. But nothing sustained, nothing 40% or anything like that. I don't think the economy is set up for that kind of a decline. But to the point that I'm making here is, and to what the article was saying, there are a lot of people at 40 and under who've never experienced a real bear market. They don't understand that kind of pain. So when the market goes down, it's the old buy the dip mentality.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
just buy more. And I think if you continue to let that happen, Mark, and we just keep going higher and higher and higher, and the market becomes a little bit more overvalued, the pop of the bubble becomes louder, more extreme, and more painful. To avoid a 2000-style pop, you have to occasionally let a little air out of the bubble, and we are in a very small bubble here, and maybe get that 5 to 10, 12% correction. I hope we get it so we don't have some 40% decline disaster a year or two from now.
Yeah, so that's the concern because, let's face it, some of us do remember 2008 and 2009, and that was painful. And we know what happened to the housing
yes.
market, and, you know, a lot of the economy was really, really tough right now. You know, this is an interesting time because we go back to maybe even you and I having conversations in the spring, and I would admit that I was a little bit of a panickin' when it came to what was happening at the stock market. Well, look, eight months later, we're at 48,000. Things are looking really, really good. And you kind of have to wonder, am I getting, a little too confident right now is part of it.
I always tell people this is where you look at your allocation and make sure that you have not participated in some kind of a greed factor here, that you don't have 100% of your money invested in the highest growth, highest volatile stocks. Now is a really good time to gut check that portfolio. Look, we're all going to be down at some point. The market is going to decline. And maybe from what we've seen starting last week, the market is down about 3.5 to 4%. I don't know if that's going to morph into 8, 10, 12 or whatever. I hope it is, believe it or not. But for long-term investors, this too shall pass. And if you're properly diversified, even a 20% decline, you won't be down 20. Maybe you're down 10. Maybe you're down 12. You will live to fight another day. My fear, I get back to especially younger, more aggressive investors, don't know. They don't even think it's possible to open up their statement one day and say, how did I decline 40%?
Yeah, right, right.
We've seen it happen.
Yes, we have. So explain the difference between buying the dip and then if we all have 401ks and it goes down, you're still getting bargains with the cost dollar averaging. So sort of explain that.
Oh, that's a great question because, yes, for people who are investing in their 401k, you want the occasional correction. You are able, just like clockwork, you don't even have to try to time the market, which doesn't work anyway. You are naturally winning the time the market game by investing some dollars from every paycheck going into the market. So when the market does have its inevitable correction, sometimes even a bear market, those dollars are buying cheaper shares. They're lowering your overall cost basis for long-term growth. The buy the dip mentality that the author is talking about is outside of that 401k. It's someone who says, you know what? I bought ABC stock at $80. It's now down at $65. What a great buying opportunity. Every time I do this, it works. Well, it has in recent years. What happens when 65 goes to 60, goes to 52, goes to 40, goes to 38? That's where all of a sudden people go, oh, I'm not doing that anymore. And then they sell at the worst possible time because they can't take the pain anymore. That day is out there at some point if we don't get the occasional smaller corrections.
Well, what's your view right now of how AI in some of those stocks are affecting all this?
Well, it's the big deal, right? AI is real. I think we all know that. It will make the internet look like child's play, in my opinion. Market is going to revamp the global economy and society as we see fit. And it's going to have profound impact, good and bad. And the bad may be a pretty disruptive labor force, as there will be businesses laying off others. So you're going to see other areas of the economy pop up. we will thrive. This will actually increase productivity. I think it will help long term, but man, this can be disruptive like we saw in the early 2000s. So we've got a bifurcated market, Mark, which means you've got two different markets here. You've got these high-flying AI stocks that have done really, really well, but they have become, unfortunately, an increasingly larger part of the broader market, and that's not always healthy. What I've seen in the past week is healthy. The tech stocks have been correcting more, and some of your more boring, traditional, blue-chip, plain vanilla stocks that especially younger investors don't like, they've been holding up. And actually, some have been going up, like bank stocks and some healthcare stocks. That's healthy.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch what happens here as we get, you know, typically, isn't historically the end of the year a little soft time for the market anyway?
No, it's actually good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
November, shows what I know, Dave. That's why I call you.
November, December, January, and February, those 4 months, and especially November, December, are historically your strongest. However, history hasn't really been playing out to perfection here lately because the weakest part of the annual cycle for the market is usually late summer, early fall, September or August, September, October. Well, all three of those months were up. So we're kind of, the Seinfeld, do the opposite kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what Mr. Market's been doing.
Like I said, Dave, isn't the end of the year usually pretty hot and we're coming off this weird... I got it all wrong, but you straighten me out.
You
straighten me out.
You are so smart.
Hey, Dave Simons, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. Thanks for sorting some of this out for us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Oh my goodness, Sue, are you there right now? Are you paying attention or not? She's at home today, so sometimes I don't know and it's not her traffic time. But I wanted to tell her a story. And she's not there, but that's okay. I'll tell her the story a little later. I did want to get to this Miranda Devine reporting, which is really interesting. You know, this is something that I've been so confused about, and I think a lot of people have been confused why there has not been more information that has come out over, you know, what is it, like 16 months now about Thomas Crooks. And Miranda Devine, who she's been a guest a few times on this show, she writes at the New York Post, she's certainly a panelist on Fox quite a bit, had a report today that was very interesting. Now, it's sourced reporting, so it's an unknown source, but she wrote, "There is something very wrong with the official story, and that invites conspiracy theories." And I think that that's true. The president demanded answers months ago. A man was murdered. You know, Corey Compatore is murdered. What's going on? So she points out that Chris Wray, who was the FBI director, told Congress after the July 13th attack that they had found nothing in Crooks's online history that pointed to a motive or political ideology. A week later, Ray's deputy, Paul Abate, told Congress that comments posted on one of Crooks' social media accounts appear to reflect anti-Semitic, anti-immigration themes, to espouse political violence, and are described as extreme in nature. Okay? Well, what Miranda's reporting today is thanks to an enterprising source who uncovered Crooks' hidden digital footprint. We can see that the Abate testimony misled Congress by omission because he left out an entire section of Thomas Crooks' online interactions from January to August of 2020, when he did an ideological backflip and he went from rabidly pro-Trump to rabidly anti-Trump and then went dark, never seeming to post again. So the source that they have here uncovered YouTube, Snapchat, Venmo, Zelle, GroupMe, Discord, Google Play, Quizlet, Chess.com, and Quora. The online interactions from when Crooks was ages 15 to 17 give us a better understanding of his evolution into an assassin. And she says they invite more questions about what or who reverses ideology. So the source says the danger Crooks posed was visible for years in public spaces, for years. His radicalization, violent rhetoric, and obsession with political violence were all documented under his real name. The threat wasn't hidden. This is crazy when you think about it. It really is. The official narrative claimed he acted alone and without a clear motive, ideology, or digital footprint. We've all been asking these questions for months, right? Yet the source found reams of information that shows Crooks was not simply some unknowable lone actor. He left a digital trail of violent threats, extremist ideology, and admiration for mass violence. He spoke openly of political assassination, posted under his real name, and was even flagged by other users who mentioned law enforcement in their replies. Despite this, his account remained active for more than 5 years and was only removed the day after the shooting. So Miranda's source, and again, you got to take this for what it is because it's, you know, unnamed source. None of this online activity was referenced in the final congressional report released in December of last year, making this even more troubling. So starting with his phone number, the source used tools available to private investigators and web archives to uncover a different online persona. So apparently the most activity was on YouTube with 737 public comments. The account was called Tom Crooks 2178. It was visible to other users just as Tom Crooks. It was created in January of 2019. It was suspended on July 14th of 2024, the day after Butler. And YouTube claimed that it was violation of policy on violent criminal organizations. So he goes, well, she, Miranda, talks about the source that he referred to Trump, Crooks, as the literal definition of patriotism. And that was on July 20th, 2019. He issued several targeted threats against the Democrat representatives in the squad. And this was on July 20th of 2019. Says, "I hope a quick, painful death to all the deplorable immigrants and anti-Trump congresswomen who don't deserve anything this country has given them. Murder the Democrats." Okay, so that's in December of 2019. In early 2020, the online behavior flips 180 degrees. He becomes very critical of Trump, Fox News, and Republican complaints about mail-in voting. The first time he criticizes Trump is on January 23rd, 2020. He comments on a video of a law professor, Jonathan Turley, Fox contributor, talking about Trump's first impeachment. "Keep in mind," Crooks wrote, "the only reason we may know about any of this is because of Trump's stupidity." And then he starts describing Trump and the supporters as a cult. "How can you people call others sheep, but you too are brainwashed to realize how dumb you are? I mean, literally, you guys sound like a cult at times," he wrote on February 26, 2020. By the way, if we go back to that time, there were people way MAGA-side that sounded like a cult. I'm pretty sure that I use that word too. Things have changed quite a bit since then. The same day, he describes Trump as racist. By April of 2020, he's constantly criticizing Trump, saying that Trump was too slow and everything he's doing now should have been done. Through the summer of 2020, his rhetoric becomes violent and radical. On August 5th of 2020, he wrote, "IMO, In my opinion, the only way to fight the government is with terrorism-style attacks. Sneak a bomb into an essential building, set it off before anyone sees you, track down any important people, politicians, military leaders, try to assassinate them. Any sort of head-to-head fight is suicide, and even ambush surprise attacks likely aren't going to end well. A large portion of the war will also be propaganda information where both sides will want people to join them, and a big deciding factor in wars is often which side has more popular support for them. That's Thomas Crooks writing that. One of the counts that the PI uncovered was, I guess, on PayPal, and it was an alias called Rod Swanson. Rod Swanson is a former FBI agent who was the chief of investigations for the state of Nevada during the mass shooting in 2017. So that's kind of interesting. He also previously served on Robert Mueller's protective detail, who was then the FBI director, and as a firearms instructor in Pennsylvania. So the source contacted Swanson over the weekend, or Miranda did, and he says, "I was surprised to be connected to Crooks." He goes, "I don't even know anything about his kid or his family. I don't even use PayPal. I don't know how to set up a PayPal account." So that's bizarre. And then you get into the stuff about being, a furry. So he described himself with the pronouns they, them on the platform DeviantArt, which is one of the biggest online hubs for furry art and the furry community. And the furry is someone who has an interest in animal characters as a sexual fetish. It's bizarre, right? So he's got two accounts on DeviantArt under usernames Epic Microwave and The Epic Microwave. The account suggests he had an obsession with scantily clad cartoon characters sporting muscle-bound male bodies and female heads. Okay, at this point, I'm going to say we're going to stop it, but there is far more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I got to get to Joe Arnold. Far more stuff in here that is damaging, confusing, and weird. And I'd like to know how much of it is true. And I think Congress needs to know how much of this is true. Because a lot of this has been unknown up until this point, and reporting by Miranda Devine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we know, he's become a national treasure. That's Scott Jennings. Here's an example from CNN last week on the Epstein files.
Connection to Epstein, as shown in those emails, according to Epstein, is unsavory, and it's not good.
Is that him. Is that new information that he knew Jeffrey Epstein? Is it new information that Trump excommunicated him from Mar-a-Lago? Is it what the only new information that we got this week off those emails was that somebody from the New York Times was advising Jeffrey Epstein, and we learned tonight from the Washington Post that Jeffrey Epstein was programming Democratic members of Congress. We didn't learn anything we didn't already know about Donald Trump, which was Jeffrey Epstein hated Donald Trump, and now Democrats are aligning themselves with Jeffrey Epstein because Orange Man bad.
Yeah, so he keeps him straight on CNN. I made the mistake about a week and a half ago of watching that CNN show with Abby Phillips when Jennings was not on the panel, and it was no fun at all. It's a lot more fun when he's on. Now, the way that I got to know Scott and he became part of this show when I was on KMOX is because we have a mutual friend in Joe Arnold, and I got to know Joe, I don't know, 30 years ago when he was in Louisville at WHAS, and I was in Milwaukee, and we hired their program director, and I said, Joe, I need some dirt on the PD. And he's with us tonight because Joe interviewed Scott Jennings for Scott's syndicated radio show. And that's going to air tonight at 8 p.m. Joe Arnold, I don't even know if I did the intro properly. There's so much going on right now. How are you?
Let's keep talking. This is great.
Well, I mean, it's so funny because I've shared this before. I used to listen to your overnight radio show when I was driving to do a morning show in Milwaukee because I was familiar with WHAS. Then to come find out decades later that your news guy in the middle of the night was the one and only Scott Jennings, barely out of high school. Then he goes on. He works in the Bush administration. He works for Senator McConnell. He's got a great firm in Louisville. And at one point, 8 or 9 years ago, you say, hey, you need to get my friend Scott Jennings on the air. And that's how
I had to convince you. I had to say, really? He's like, well, we have a lot of political people on the show. I don't know.
And I probably was because it was CNN. You're like, oh, he's on CNN all the time. Did I really throw up a flag at first? I don't remember that part.
Well, I had to kind of convince you, I think, to maybe just get him on the show. Now, at that time, you might recall, Scott was kind of a free agent. When he first sort of put himself out there into the pundit sphere, he was on Fox News. He was on MSNBC. He was on CNN. In fact, back in the 2016 race, I don't know if you remember this or not, Greta Van Susteren was let go by Fox, and Brit Hume came in to kind of anchor and take over most of the election coverage leading up to the, and he needed someone who was solid, and he reached out to Scott. So it was Brit and Scott were basically, I mean, every night Scott was breaking down the poll numbers, and Brit was looking at this guy saying, where did he come from? Because Scott's just so capable. And actually it goes back to Scott being a journalist in the first place.
Yeah.
And being a newsman. He always had that sense of it and is not going to, which I think serves us very well as consumers of media, as well as him very well as a pundit, because you can't catch him in a lie or in a falsehood or in an exaggeration because he has that journalistic sense going in.
So what's funny about that, Joe, is I was always, and this was just out of habit, I think a lot of us were like this, I was always a CNN guy. So I wasn't watching Fox back in 2016. So that's why I never saw him. But then we started having him on the show. And of course, the connection is Joe is from Belleville. You're a big Cardinals fan. Even though Scott grew up in Kentucky, did he become a Cardinal? Like when you guys started to get to know each other, did that bring you guys together
Cardinals
as friends?
Fan. Yeah. Western Kentucky is Cardinals haven there as well. And so, no, we began talking immediately about the Cardinals. First of all, I recognized his talent. And I was an older, I was on the air doing my talk show, and he was a college student.
Right.
You know, kind of moonlighting or working overnight. But we began talking baseball pretty soon there, and then even going to games together and that sort of thing. But it was pretty clear to me from the beginning that he had a special talent.
Well, so his book is called The Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. I had him on in the 3 o'clock hour. As you know, he's very busy today, and I'm honored that, you know, he thinks so much of the St. Louis audience and my show to come on here. But this is really cool, and you told me this last week. The show tonight, because his syndicated show is on in the daytime, but we air it here on 97.1 FM Talk at 8 p.m. You're actually going to host the show interviewing Jennings about his book. That's what we're going to hear in a couple hours?
That's exactly right. This is a chance for us to kind of go through. And frankly, I was talking to Fred a moment ago. He's asking me about the questions. I said, in all honesty, I'm more of a batting practice pitcher. I'm pretty much like the old days where he says, groove one right here. But he and I have known each other for so long, and I'm not saying we can finish each other's sentences, but we pretty much talk every day before he goes on his CNN hits, and we sort of talk through things. And he of course then can take all the bullets, and I can just kind of sit back and enjoy it, right?
Well, you're a great sounding board. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what it, I mean. So as you talked about last time we were on the air together, helped him kind of sound off some things on the book as well. So I pretty much know the book you know, forwards and backwards. And I thought this was important for me to, and with the opportunity that he invited me, just to, you know, hit on some of those things like you did earlier in your interview with him, especially the Western civilization part.
Well, and it is amazing how, and I'll give you an example. So I was with my friend Jeff Rainford, who is a Democrat, a staunch Democrat, but not a crazy one here in St. Louis. He's on my round table. He used to be in Mayor Slay's administration, Joe. And he had a cousin that came in from, lives in Alabama, but actually went to Texas A&M. So we went, Jeff was nice enough to include me and offer me a ticket for the Mizzou Texas A&M game. And his cousin's in the back seat with his son, and Rainford and I are just blah, blah, blah politics. And Jennings' name comes up, and I don't know the cousin's, you know, politics at all. And he's like, oh my God, Scott Jennings, he's the best. I love that guy. He's on. Now, Rainford didn't even really know who he was because he's not watching the late night stuff and paying his close enough attention. But it's amazing how many people, and I've experienced this, and I'm sure you have because you're so close to him, you say the name. If I'd have said the name a year ago before the debate, I don't think the recognition would have been nearly as much as it was once everything kind of started falling into place with Kamala and Biden. That's when he really took off.
And I think what happened is, and this again is it speaks to Scott's talent to be able to say things succinctly, is that most of the attention has not been by people watching CNN. It's by the aggregators picking up on these viral clips.
Yes,
and those kind of just ricocheted all across the, especially the conservative blogosphere, because most of those conservatives aren't going to watch CNN, right? And so as a result, I don't know how CNN still hasn't figured this out, and they need to be able to somehow monetize or take advantage of the fact that these clips that are the best content that they have, but are for the most part being seen by people who aren't going to turn the channel over to CNN.
Right. Well, that's hilarious. So what Scott said, and I kind of assumed the answer was, I said, well, are you getting any invites for, you know, because he should realistically should be promoting this book on Fox, but it's a competition issue,
right. And
he's on CNN. But as he joked, he's like, well, when I tune into Fox, I see myself because they're playing the clips. I mean, Joe, you know this. There was a point last year, and I kind of had to just kind of laugh at it, and it was just living in the moment, where I had almost every political guest that I've had on for years that all of a sudden starts name-checking Scott Jennings.
Yeah. And you're like, I know that guy.
Yeah. I've known him for a while.
You know, you're talking on your, I listened earlier when you were talking to Scott in your interview with him. You talked about meeting him at Churchill Downs at the Derby when you came in and I introduced you guys, and at least in person. And I was thinking about that later on, not that I'm envious or anything, but when I introduced him to you, I had more Twitter followers than him. You know,
I mean, yeah. Well,
but,
I think I did
so
too.
I've lost them because I've left TV. I've lost a bunch. I'm like at 5,000 or 6,000. He's at 880,000. Yeah, so
it's
a whole different stratosphere.
Really,
no, I'm
is.
Proud of him, and it's great. And he talked about it. He mentioned it earlier. Very humble beginnings. I mean, his father literally, you know, worked as a garbage man, and you know, his parents had a hard time sometimes figuring out, you know, how to make ends meet and where the next month was going to come from, and it was his intellect and his abilities that, you know, got him to where he is, and thankfully the right people at the right time recognized that, and I am very proud of him, and I'm hoping that your listeners can tune in tonight at 8 for our conversation.
Dude, I love it. And I love your friendship with him. And I'm so glad that I've been looped in on that. We have a great Cardinals string that wasn't quite as exciting the last 2 years that we text each other on. But I can't wait to listen tonight. I think it's fun. I mean, Joe Arnold's radio chops, ladies and gentlemen, even though you're not in this business anymore, are amongst the best out there. And you know I'm a fan of your work, and you worked at WHAS-TV. We need to figure out a way. I mean, honest to God, you and he's in the syndicated radio world, but I was thinking about this. You guys doing a podcast together would be outstanding. So, you know, you got to think about those things down the line as well. The book is called The Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. It is out tomorrow. You can hear Joe's interview with Scott tonight at 8 p.m. Thank you, Joe Arnold, for coming on this afternoon. I'll talk to you soon.
See you, bud.
All right, take care. Okay, speaking candidly, and I hope there's no children in the car. Turns out there's children in the car right now. I texted my friend Joe, and I said, man, we just gave Jennings the biggest BJ here. I used a different word on 97.1 FM Talk. But you know what? He's kind of earned it, and he's deserved it. I'm very proud of him. I just reposted a tweet that he had sent out earlier. He didn't tell me this in the interview, but he was in the Oval today, and he got a copy of the book signed by the president. And again, tonight, you will hear Joe and Scott's conversation right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Now, I've been so busy. Sometimes I just have to admit the obvious here. I've been so busy with doing stuff, I haven't really focused on audio cut of the day. Sue, do you have a favorite for audio cut of the day? Even though you have no idea what I have here. I've been doing so much stuff and texting and things like that. I really don't know what to play, but I'll figure out something.
Give me a choice.
I really don't know. The Panthers beat the Falcons in overtime. No, that's kind of boring there. I'll figure something. How about we do Trump? And I'll do Trump on the... actually, now that I think about it here, I got a couple of them. You've helped me out tremendously.
Oh, good. As usual.
You knew that you were going to do that. Thank you, Sue, for doing that. Yeah. So let me see, with Sue's guidance, if I can execute this segment.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
I like this one because I didn't play it earlier. This is Bill Maher. I asked Jennings if he's going to do Maher's show. He probably will eventually. But, you know, in the aftermath of Mamdani winning in New York, Maher's one of the guys out there trying to keep Democrats from, you know, making more and more stupid decisions. Here's what he said about socialism.
Democrats must recognize that Zohran Mamdani is the future of the party. Unfortunately, it's the Republican Party. And if you missed his victory speech in last week's mayoral election in New York, don't worry. You'll see it in every attack ad for the next 2 years. Thing is, socialism will f*** you. Because socialism, to put it simply, just doesn't work and has never worked. Democratic socialism is like a dating profile. Things look great until you meet up in the real world.
That's Bill Maher. He will be our audio cut of the day. I love that. That was fantastic. He is often on the right side of a lot of these issues. We're going to have Senator Eric Schmidt come on the show tomorrow at 4:30, right after Sue's News. We have not caught up with him for a little while. Also, a Tuesday edition of Sue's News. And, of course, we're driving toward our live broadcast a week from today. We're going to be at Helen Fitzgerald's. I have more tickets to give away for Guns N' Hoses and also tickets to give away for Foreigner and Lynyrd Skynyrd. These are two different events, but all week long. And of course, come see us next Monday at Helen Fitzgerald. It's going to be a great time. We'll be there from 3 to 6. The only downside is Fred won't be there. He's going to be off for a holiday, but we're going to do the official Guns N' Hoses weigh-in live on the air next Monday right here on this show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.